Dr. Seb, retailing office note on patient Jennifer Goudeau, J-O-U-D-E-A-U, Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Date of birth is 8-2-1962. Date of service 2-4-2026. Prepared of the patient is 63-year-old female presenting to my office to manage her hypertension. Paragraph. She has history of hypertension that was recently diagnosed over the last couple of months. It's on no medication at this time. She has history of Meniere's syndrome and bilateral deafness that was post bilateral cochlear implants. Past surgical history includes breast implantation 30 years ago and most recently in December 2025, removal and re-implant creation with silicone implants. Also, history of abdominoplasty and oral surgery. Period. History of bilateral cochlear implants as well. The paragraph. Allergy, she is allergic to penicillin. Social history, patient is single. She has had one child, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drugs. She works in sales. Family history, father has had kidney cancer, hypertension, and gout. Mother died at age of 73, had MI, her father died at age of 73 from MI. Her mother had hypertension, dementia. She has four brothers, one of them died from stroke and hypertension. One is obese and one has a gout. Review of systems, disease, occasional headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no cough, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, no constipation, no melanoma. She does have nocturia at times one, occasional urinary incontinence. She does have ankle swelling reported positive. She does not have any NSAID use or other systems reviewed on negative immunization. She did not receive any COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Period. Current medications include estradiol and norethindrone patch, 0.05-0.14 milligram per day. She applies it twice a week. And montelukast, 10 milligram daily, period paragraph. On physical examination, vital signs as mentioned above, the GNT to talk around the active to lateral accommodation, injected conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular insufficiency bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no date prepagraph, make it stop, no solidity, heart cell, vertebral rate, and rhythm, no muscle and no major no friction, pertinence, active loss condition, no crackles of the surge, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spheromegaly, no varying rebound or rigidity extremities. She has trace edema on both lower extremities, non pity, mainly ankle. Your paragraph, investigation is available to me to the following. BUN is 10, creatine 1.09, estimated GFR is 57 milliliters per minute, potassium 3.7, bicarbonate is 28, albumin is 4.7, hemoglobin 13.9, platelet count is 207, total cholesterol 226, LDL 137, HDL is 68, and low hsCRP 0.4. Period. Paragraph. Assessment plan 1, hypertension uncontrolled. Patient will be started on olmesartan 20 milligram in the morning. I'm sorry, telmisartan. Telmisartan 20 milligram in the morning. She will be given clonidine to use as needed for emergencies. Also, patient will be started on supportive supplements to increase nitric oxide production. Period. Next diagnosis. History of bilateral deafness or Meniere syndrome. Subposed bilateral cochlear implant. Paragraph. Patient is going to have a workup to address chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. And she's going to see me back in 3 weeks to discuss the workup and for further formulation of planning. And report, thanks.